Ms. DeVorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Motion to excuse Councilmember DeVorich due to personal illness is in order by Mr.
I'll make the motion.
John Stone, seconded by all of them. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. The next order of business is approving the revised agenda for this evening. As distributed, a motion is in order.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Julian, seconded by Mr. Lastic to approve the revised agenda. Are there any questions or comments? All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed, motion carries. Council's pleasure regarding adjourning to executive session will be in order since we are beginning the meeting where we concluded. Does this council intend to do that again? Moved by Mr. Johnstone, seconded by Mr. Julian, in accordance with the law director, please state the...
That would be Ohio Revised Code 121-2G1 for the appointment of public officials.
There's been a motion and a second. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone? Yes. Mr. Sheely?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Council is adjourned into executive session at 5:16 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to reconvene from executive session. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy? Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito? Mr. Marino?
Council has reconvened at 6:42 p.m. Thank you, Nikki. 5:42. Would the clerk please present this evening's legislation?
Draft number 146-23 brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of a cat tow motor by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone? Yes. Mr. Shealy? Yes. Mr. Julian? Yes. Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
And to adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Oh.
Mr. Waddell? Yes. Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
146-23 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 147-23 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance authorizing the execution of the 2023 NPP Power Tool Participant Schedule with American Municipal Power Incorporated and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion adopts in order.
Motion.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Johnstone for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Paragraph 147-23 has been adopted under after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the second reading?
Draft number 167-23 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance Chapter 555 SEQ, restrictions on the use of a laser pointer.
Motion for a second reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Waddell for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yay or nay?
Sorry. Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 167-23 received a second reading. Sorry, Todd, I was coughing while you were saying yes and it got drowned out. Sorry. Sorry, but my cough was perfectly timed with the yes. Sorry. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 168-23 brought to the floor for the second time. An ordinance creating Niles Codified Ordinance NCO 557-ET-SEQ limitations of unmanned aircraft systems and small unmanned aircraft system usage.
Motion for a second reading.
By Julian, seconded by Waddell for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 168-23 has received a second reading. Would the clerk please present the last draft for a second reading?
Draft number 169-23 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance adopting the City of Niles Comprehensive Plan.
Motion for a second reading.
Second. By Julian, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Act 169-23 has received a second reading. Would the clerk please present the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and as an emergency. Draft number 1-24, An ordinance authorizing the sale by internet auction of certain obsolete items no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 3-24. An ordinance authorizing the City of Niles to participate in the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program. Draft number 4-24. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of ammunition through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program for the 2024 calendar year. Amended draft number 6-24. An ordinance authorizing the disposal of a Leboy roller by internet auction on GovDeal as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city. Draft number 7-24. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of a one tandem cat roller. Draft number 8-24. An ordinance authorizing the purchase of a cat backhoe through Sourcewell Cooperative Purchasing. And draft number 9-24. An ordinance approving a then and now payment request for Carrilla Contractors for the emergency repair of a Main Street transmission line repair.
Council's pleasure.
Motion to suspend.
Mr. President.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Mayor.
Just a quick comment on draft number 0624 and 0724. Once again, due to that piece of equipment being pushed out until April, those do not need to go suspension. They can go through three readings, if it's your prerogative.
Since it's been... There's been a motion and a second for suspension. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Adoption. Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy,
yes.
Mr. Julian,
yes.
Mr. Lastic,
yes.
Mr. Salido,
yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
It's been adopted under suspension of your rules. Clerk, please present the first readings.
Draft number 2-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance appointing and reappointing members to various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and or Niles Codified Ordinance and declaring an emergency.
Council's pleasure. Did council's intent to do first reading? Motion for first reading by Mr. Salido, seconded by Mr. Lastic. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft has received its first reading. What was asked is there are vacancies on one of these council. Chairman Shealy is going to address, and during his remarks. That's what the conversation's about, is two vacancies on the nuisance abatement board. So we're fully transparent on what's going on. Thank you. Clerk, present the next draft.
Draft number 5-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution adopting new council rules for the fiscal year beginning January 1st, 2024, through December 31st, 2025, and declaring an emergency.
Before council makes a motion, we have to appoint a council pro tem because we forgot to do that, and I will not be here February 7th because I have to be in Columbus that day. So somebody's going to have to fill that role. Who would council like to nominate to serve as council pro tem? Motion by Johnstone, seconded by Julian, to nominate Mr. Toledo to serve as council pro tem. All in favor signify by aye. Opposed. Philip, can you update the rules, the documents to accord that? Now, council's pleasure on your rules. Thank you for doing that.
Reading.
No, need to suspend these.
Suspend these because these guide, these are what
motion
we
to suspend.
Do. Is there a second? Seconded by Johnstone, moved by Julian. Call the roll, please, for suspension.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion adopts an order.
By motion.
Shealy, seconded by Mr. Johnstone. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 05-24 has been adopted under suspension of your rules. Will the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 10-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of 3 2024 white F-150 responders through the State of Ohio Cooperative Purchasing Program for the 2024 calendar year and declaring an emergency.
To the chair, this draft number 15 and 16 on the agenda need to go by suspension.
So this is for suspension.
We need suspension on the next two drafts, please.
Motion.
Moved by Shealy, seconded by Lastic. 10-24 is to purchase police cars, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Call the roll for suspension, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to adopt is in order.
Motion to adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
6 yeas, 0 nays.
10-24 has been adopted under suspension. Would the clerk please present the last draft?
Draft number 11-24 to be brought to the floor for the first time, a resolution authorizing the service director to issue a request for qualifications for professional consulting services for 2024 and declaring an emergency.
Suspend.
By Julian, seconded by Lastic for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
6 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion adopts in order. Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito? 6 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 11-24 and adopted under suspension of rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business or general public comments. Citizens are afforded an additional 3 minutes to address council on general matters of concern regarding the city. You must be recognized by the chair and are directed to avoid and refrain from impugning or making derogatory remarks. Would anyone like to address council? Judy? Push the button down.
Okay, the Board of Control, I know before Steve took office, it was at 25,000. I believe now it's at 50,000. Am I correct? Do we know? What's it at?
The
amount of money before council, that he has to go to council for approval.
It's up to 75,000.
So, oh, okay.
That's on ORC.
So,
ORC was amended in October of this of 2023 to move the threshold to 75. Under our purchasing policy, anything from 3,000 over has to go to Board of Control before it can be approved.
So council has nothing to do with approving those raises?
They do. They have to appropriate the money.
When did they?
They appropriate through the budget, and then if there is something that comes out that doesn't need or did not have a budgeting for it, then it would need to be appropriated before the auditor will sign off on the purchase order.
When did they vote on this raise of 75,000? When was this?
That's set by the Ohio Revised Code.
Okay.
That was amended.
I just think that's an awful lot of money.
That was amended by House Bill 33.
That is an awful lot of money for a mayor of a small city.
Judy,
you
bring up a good point regarding the amount. But keep in mind that council controls the power of the purse through the appropriation process. And it's important to remember what the law director said. Council sets the budget, and they have budget hearings. And the administration presents that proposal to them, and they make determinations on what they're willing to fund and not fund. So ultimately, these individuals that sit to the right of me control the power of the purse within the city. So they're, yeah, that's correct. Great question.
Where there was a situation with a kid, and due to
thank you. Anyone else wish to address Council D?
Just a question to the law director. Previously, ORC had set Board of Control limits at 50,000, correct?
Correct, yeah. But, no, it's at, yeah, anything over 50,000 needed legislative authority, even if it had been previously budgeted. That's now up to 75,000.
D.
I just want to give a shout-out to Mindy DeBorge, Jim Julian, Mr. Lastic, Doug Salito, Mr. Steve Talego, Mr. Zislo, and Mr. Keena Cletus. On December 10th, we had a first-time veterans dinner in McKinley Heights where the veterans got to eat free. It was a success, and I hope to see all of you there next year as public officials. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean, for organizing that. Anyone else wish to address council? Anyone else? Anyone else? George, you're the last individual. Go ahead, Mr. Salito.
Dee, I want to thank you for all the time and effort and team you put together for that. That was an excellent event, and don't have the time to address each person individually, but I know that you put a good team around you, and you got a lot done, and it was a pleasure. Donate a couple times I did to get that done. So,
George, go ahead, sir.
I wanted to ask about Ann Street, but that was already cleared up with Phil. We talked about that. Also, when COVID hit, employees were given laptops that cost $37,000 and they were supposed to be turned back in. Is there any reason why they haven't all been turned back in? It's been 2-3 years now. And the report I got, they were $3,200 laptops. Is there any reason why they still have them?
Some of that technology is currently still be utilized by employees, mostly supervisors, department heads. Those that were loaned out to employees due to COVID reasons, those have been turned in and inventoried by the IT director.
All right, thank you. Also, Aaron, you had a meeting, which was a very good meeting about the CIC and everything, and I agree, but I also agree that checks and balance, that automated, you know, approval. But I do agree they either need to give council needs to give the CIC the money to do what they want so they're not sort of held by you guys, but they got the money, they know what they can do with it. They either got to do it or dissolve it. And I'm hoping you guys give them the money because it should be done. About the drones, in the literature it says drones throughout. Is that throughout the city? I thought it was the parks. But in this agenda,
it applies. It's for regulation throughout the city.
And then now the parks. Is that road, the road that goes in between the baseball fields, that is not the park. That's a city road, correct?
Church.
Is that a road?
That's a road, yes. I believe so.
So if you say no drones in the park, I could stand on that road, use a drone, and nobody could say nothing because I'm actually on a city street.
What?
So today we had a public grounds meeting. Today's legislation that you see will ban drones.
Throughout the city?
Yes, sir. However, we are proposing out of public grounds committee that parks would be allowed. The reason the legislation's already in, correct me if I'm wrong, Phil, is that it's going to continue to move forward, and then you'll see an amendment to that. At next council, will you have that prepared? At the next council meeting?
Yes, I will.
And it'll allow for recreational use drones inside the parks. We did talk at that meeting, though, about rules and regulations inside. It's not just going to be the Wild West, right? So the park board would be in charge of coming up with the rules and regulations as to how to police that, but it would be allowed there.
I just don't see how you're going to tell people we can't fly a drone in a city.
No, listen, it's not a blanket prohibition on them.
If
you read through the legislation,
all right, that's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's showing where you can't.
All right, that's fine. I mean, okay. That's right.
So you can do it minus following.
Okay, that's good.
We have time for one more question in your 3 minutes.
About these bids, I asked there was a $23,000 increase with this place about doors. There was also an increase that came back after the $1.2 million at City Hall. And it seems like with this administration, every time somebody gets awarded a job, they always come back and ask for extra money. I've been involved with bidding for city, state. If I'm low at 10,000 and somebody's at 15 and 20, they'll take the low bid, then the next guy, or the low bid, and they won't take my bid. Then he comes back in and says, I need $20,000, and now he becomes the highest bid. I've seen it happen here before in Niles, and it's the same thing that's happening now. You can't convince me they needed $23,000 for doors in this building.
Your time has expired, sir. Thank you. The next order of business are miscellaneous remarks. I appreciate council appointing Mr. Salito on February 7th so that you'll be in good hands with him running the meetings. That's all that I have. Mayor?
I may see you in Columbus February 7th. So for the drive-in, yeah. But no,
we'll
no,
both
no
be
comment.
At the same meeting, Mr. Law Director.
I just want to say thank you, Dee, for putting that on, and everyone that was involved in that. Thank you very much. Further,
Mr. Safety Director, Mr. Service Director. Welcome to our county officials, our clerk and treasurer, and everybody here. Sorry to interrupt your meeting. We'll be out of here shortly, I promise. I don't think there's any other department heads in the audience. Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone, sir.
I do have a couple quick ones. We had a January 4th, we had a community development neighborhood stabilization meeting. I want to make sure to thank Jason Ottobelli. He came as representative as the CIC president. He was informative in giving us a history lesson as to where we are, where we're headed. I look forward to working with him, but I wanted to thank him for his time. I wanted to thank Mary Ann McMahon, who's in the audience today. The Board of Education has created a position they are calling the Community Engagement Liaison. It is such an early stage to have many more discussions about it, more to come at our council at large, but she took time out, and she will be here as a tool to help us, anything school-related. So thank you for your time. And lastly, I'd like to wish Councilman... Council Lady, DeVorge, the best of health and a speedy recovery.
Thank you, and I'm happy to see Mrs. McMahon here. We 30-some years way back. I think it is important that schools in the city work collaboratively together. The strength of our schools is the strength of our community, and the strength of our community is the strength of our schools. And we need to work hand-in-hand together collaboratively so that our kids have the best and our residents have the best. So I applaud the board for is forward thinking, and I also applaud Mr. Johnstone for also leading that effort. I think that's a step in the right direction and a positive one, at least through my lens. So thanks for coming, Marianne. Mr. Shealy, sir.
One thing here. We have vacancies on the nuisance abatement board. There's two openings that council needs to fill. And the requirements would be a letter of intent by January 26th, delivered to the clerk, Nikki Basak. Mr.
Great. You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing great. So, Mr. Shealy is the chair of the Safety Committee. The Nuisance Abatement Board addresses nuisance issues in the city. The law director, I don't want to speak for a legal matter. I'll let him address it. But council's intent is to open these boards up regarding their appointments and take letters of interest from residents. So if you're interested in serving and want to become involved, and you reside in Niles, submit your letter to Nikki by the 26th of January. Those will be shared with the members of council, and then council can discern, depending on the number of respondents, whether they do interviews or appoint the two or whatever, but it will be up to council. But it's a step in the right direction, opening up council seats. So,
are they okay?
Sure, you can bring it to the next meeting and hand it to her if you want. Sure. Phil, do you want to just touch upon very briefly, because we're
okay.
Close to the,
yeah, so the nuisance abatement board, essentially, if there's multiple calls to a location, a residence or whatever, after so many, then you'll get a warning. I believe it's four, and then at five, you get another. If you do it again, and then you could end up being shut down. Whatever it may be, a rental place, apartment complex, or a house where the police have to continuously go to deal with an abatement. So if that were to happen, where we're now going to move for an injunction to stop anyone from living there, this board is a layer of due process so that somebody can then appeal and say why, you know, that for whatever reason we've sent these notifications or these, you know, notice of violations or nuisance that they should not be. And then the nuisance abatement board would make a ruling. At that point, if you're unhappy with the ruling, you take it to the common pleas.
Thank you. And our clerk whispered in my ear that Mr. Shealy, she will also put a notice in the newspaper so that there's an additional layer. So thanks, Nikki, for sharing that. Anything else, sir?
I have a question. Didn't council at one time, didn't they put in legislation where when there was a nuisance after so many calls, you know, the police got so many calls to certain property?
This is part of that. Exactly.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if that was still in effect or if that was something that was done away with.
No, that's exactly this.
After so many calls to a certain property, they get a fine and so on and so forth and until they resolve the issue.
Yeah, and that's all tracked through the police department. Annually, the chief presents a report about all of the nuisance abatements and the fees associated with those, Jim.
Johnstone, you commented on my binder and the impressiveness of the binder. Here's the report. Thank you, Mr. Shealy. Anything else, sir? Thank you, sir. Mr. Julian?
Thank you, D.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
Yeah, I had a couple things. When we got the new members on council, along with speaking with the other ones collaboratively, we had different goals, and I feel like we've achieved some already. One being getting these committees up and active and people involved in them. So if we noticed this first time, we got this really moving in a while. The second one, we talked about allowing citizens to speak twice, once about the agenda and then once at the public comments, and I think that's up and running. And to get some movement on customer service in the city building. To get into a full-blown, just walk in, it's not an issue till the first time somebody has an injury or something of that sort. So we went through a process of bringing all those downstairs. They'll be there with booths, et cetera, to go ahead. The same people you'd have seen if you walked through the front door, you'll see through the side door. And we believe it's movement. If it needs to be tinkered or adjusted or doesn't work or something else, then we're open. So I do appreciate the mayor working with council to get this moving, as that was one of our benchmarks to get moving forward. So.
Thank you. And to your point, it's great when we agree, and it's also not a bad thing when we disagree. Just can't allow ourselves to become disagreeable and allow those disagreements to dissolve into personal attack. So, you know, vote your conscience and do what you think is best for the city. And things are moving in a positive direction, to echo his remarks. Motion to adjourn is in order by Mr. Johnstone, seconded by Mr. Julian. All in favor, signify by aye. Motion to adjourn is approved.
Recording stopped.